This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I'm a Gemini. My birthday is June 16th. And when I was waiting tables years ago, one of the waitresses I was serving with, was food servers, was really into astrology. And she said, you're going to end up with a Pisces or a Leo. That's who's you're supposed to be your love zodiac or whatever. And I'm like, okay, don't be narrowing it down. I'm single. I'm going to be single for a long time. You know, please don't do that, because what if I don't meet a Pisces or a Leo? She's like, no, you have to. You have to marry a Pisces or a Leo. So luckily, Corey is a Pisces. So, whew. All right, that worked out. And I started to go, well, there might be something to this. Then I read a couple things and it said, you know, my meant to be is supposed to be, again, Pisces. And I was like, okay, wow. Well, I don't know if you've been noticing on social media, but there's this post that's going around saying our zodiac signs are changing, which they're not, but it's all over social media. It's been actually around for a while, saying our current zodiac sign is quote-unquote wrong, because there's not 12 signs, there's 13, and that those have different dates than where we lie. Now, some of you are like, where the heck did this come from? Well, first, what's the zodiac? Okay. So, my impression of the zodiac, which is kind of odd, is, if you draw a line from the earth to the sun, and through it, and then you draw the plane of the earth orbiting the sun, it's this disc. And there's stars within this disc. And however the earth-sun arrow is pointing to that constellation during that time of year is your sign. So June 16, it's aiming towards Geminis. Or, I don't know, Cookie Monster with googly eyes. All right? So that's kind of the zodiac. Well, they're saying back in Babylonian times, this was NASA. NASA wrote a blog post a few years ago. There were 13. The Opificus. Now, Opificus we've heard of. Opificus is like the 13th constellation or the 13th sign. But the Babylonians were already on a 12-month calendar. The Babylonians wanted to divide up the zodiac in 12 pieces. Now, each zodiac sign didn't line up with the month, which is why being a Gemini goes from end of May to end of June. It's not like the Gregorian calendar. And so, to make things easy, Opificus was out. Well, apparently NASA did the math and said, actually, you have 13 in there. But then people took that to then recreate the new dates of the new zodiac. And then many people panicked, because there's people that get up every day and read their horoscope. So the dates changed from, like, okay, Capricorn. You know how you're December 23rd to January 21? It changed to January 20th to February 16th. Aquarius changed to February 16th to March 11th. Pisces, March 11th to April 18th, which means I would be with an Aquarius right now, or I would have to be. Aries, April 18th to May 13th. Taurus, May 13th to June 21. That would make me a Taurus. I don't know. I don't know if that fits. Gemini, June 21 to July 20. Cancer, July 20 to August 10th. Leo, August 10th to September 15th. Virgo, September 16th to October 30th. Libra, October 30th to November 23rd. Scorpio, November 23rd to November 29th. Opificus would be November 29th to December 17th, and Sagittarius would be the Christmas baby, December 17th to January 20th. Okay, well, that just, everybody, like, just kind of freaked out. And so there was all this, you know, online chaos. And NASA had to go back online and say, look, guys, we study astronomy, not astrology. All right? They have no intention of tinkering with our horoscopes. Nobody needs to change their you know, Tinder handle. You know, you can still date who you're dating. You don't have to divorce your husband. Nothing like that. But I find it very, very fascinating that people would have gone into a frenzy with something like this. Now, I have a Gemini. Geminis are pretty adaptable. Geminis are very, very adaptable. That's why when we moved multiple times and I went to 12 different schools, I was just able to bounce back. I'm not as adaptable now. I don't like change. I'm kind of sick of it. But I was pretty adaptable. People say Geminis have two personalities. No, I don't know what my personality is. Personality, loud, obnoxious. I'm loud and obnoxious no matter what. There's really no sunset for that. You know, one day we're going to talk again about medical conditions based on your horoscope. Even though there's no medical science to that, Aries is very head oriented in the zodiac sign. So a lot of people with Aries have headaches. A lot of people with gynecology, because of the twins, the fallopian tubes, we have gyne issues. I don't have a lot of gyne issues. You know, I'm going to get my ovaries out. I can't wait for that, which I wonder if that'll, you know, change my sign. That'll be interesting. But, you know, NASA said, look, guys, nobody freak out. Nobody changing the signs. We're not going to do it anything yet. But some of you are like, well, why not? If there are 13 signs and there's an Opificus, let's include Opificuses. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's already groups and there's already social dating sites of people who are Opific. Is it Opificus? Am I pronouncing it right? Because I see it spelled two different ways. I don't know. Looks like Opificus. No. Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus? Maybe it's Ophiuchus. I don't know. But the Babylonians were into this. You know, I think the zodiac and these horoscopes are absolutely cool. I don't go by them. I don't read my horoscope because my horoscope always says the same thing. You know, you're going to meet somebody that thinks you're awesome. I'm like, yeah, bring it. So, you know, if I want to feel good, but, you know, I mean, it says that every day. You know, or it says, you know, you're going to be constipated. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I got some food in my teeth. Big thanks to my dentist, who really puts up with, you know, me having food in my teeth. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions and your comments now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the phrase of the year is vaccine mandates work. Now, I don't know if that's a contest, but it's the thing that I keep seeing and hearing everybody say. Vaccine mandates work. Vaccine mandates work. Vaccine mandates work. They work. Mandating the vaccine, yes, it works. And so I don't know if anybody's actually looking at the definition, and I'd like to know what their definition of work is. If the definition of a vaccine mandate works, meaning you had people who were hesitant, you got them to be unhesitant and get the vaccine, then mandating threats, I guess the threats worked.
if the definition or your goal is to actually have people vaccinated, have people try and avoid COVID, have people get natural immunity or vaccinated immunity and work towards a public health cause and not try to find a fake card to save their job, then no, the mandates didn't work. So how many fake vaccine cards are out there? So we don't know. We're guessing in the tens to maybe hundreds of thousands. Little by little, these things are getting, people are getting caught. People are getting arrested. I think in September, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized 6,000 fake vaccine cards by U.S. Customs. I think in Chicago and multiple different cities, there's been sting operations where people say, you know, yeah, I could get you one. I could get you a card. And then the government official is there. They get arrested. So fake vaccine cards are all over the place. And I'm a physician. And I really want COVID to go away. I want people to be protected against COVID. What I don't want is people threatened and doing whatever they have to show that they were vaccinated. I'd rather see the antibodies. And I know people with fake vaccine cards are like, Dahlia, shut up. Like, honestly, look, I support the vaccine. I don't support a mandate. I think the mandate is pushing people to get fake vaccine cards. If you tell me you're vaccinated against COVID, that means nothing to me. How do I know you really got the vaccine? You have a card, and these cards are all over the place. Now, I know some of us put pictures on Facebook. So, okay. Those I believe, you know, pretty much, because I recognize the shot. I recognize who gave it. You know, but just because you said, yep, here's my vaccine card, and, you know, is your immunity waning? Is, you know, are you still going to get a breakthrough infection? Breakthrough infections are still high. Yeah, you got the vaccine. I'm glad you did, but what's working? So Northwell Hospital System in New York just canned 1,400 hospital workers. And so the big headline after a whole bunch of them lost their jobs and are probably going to not be able to get unemployment and not be able to feed their family is vaccination mandates work. So the CEO... this is in New Hyde Park, New York-based Northwell Health. They are now 100% vaccinated against COVID-19 after firing 2% of their workforce. Northwell announced their mandate August 2nd. The state of New York followed shortly after, rolling out their requirement. This is being reported by Becker's Hospital Review. And Northwell took a tiered approach. They first vaccinated new hires, students, volunteers, and vendors. By September 27th, 1,400 vaccinated employees exited the system for not complying. And Michael Dowling told Becker's that mandates work. He said, my HR staff did a terrific job. So he described the rollout of the system-wide mandate as unbelievably time-consuming. I agree with him on that, including one-on-one meetings with each unvaccinated employee to answer questions or address their concerns. The 23 hospital system also analyzed each independent department staffing, vaccination rates, attitudes towards vaccination to understand the implications of the mandate and prepare accordingly. So there is no doubt that many people have gotten the vaccine because they were threatened. They're going to lose their job. And so when I hear people say it worked, okay, worked for what? Worked to threaten or scare people into doing something? You know, me, I got the vaccine because I wanted to protect myself. So what worked is my knowledge that, you know, COVID can kill. But it worked. Worked for what goal? To get a shot in everybody's arm? See, that's been the goal. I thought the goal is immunity. I thought the goal is making sure people have immunity to this virus. And so when you say the vaccine mandates worked, it's confusing to me because you didn't offer to anybody a test to see if they have antibodies. Now, we don't have titer antibody tests ubiquitously. I wish we did. I think that could really help us understand that those of us who were vaccinated might be losing our immunity, or those of us who weren't vaccinated have no immunity. I think it would really, really help for us to have not only a qualitative, where it's yes or no, but quantitative. How much antibodies do we have? They'll wane, just like our mRNA vaccine immunity wanes, but I think that would help. It would help people make a decision, but none of that was offered. And so you see all this. We're going to keep hearing this through the end of the year. The vaccine mandates work. You're also going to hear that statement. As the Delta wave is going away, the Delta wave, you know, lasts good couple months. We saw that, you know, in India. We saw that in the UK. So we predicted the Delta wave was going to drop by October. Hopefully we have a good month in November before the whole flu, cough, cold season comes back and possibly another COVID wave. Hopefully we don't see another COVID wave. So you're going to keep hearing people say, you see, the mandates work. You see, the mandates work. And I get a little nervous about that because I think your definition of work is a little skewed. You threatening people that they aren't going to feed their family is a threat. Then you need to say threats work. Threats work to get you to do what the government wants. Now, you already see people say, fine, look at that anesthesiologist at UCLA saying, I'm out. Fine, take my career away. You won't have me as an anesthesiologist. You already seen healthcare workers and nurses going, yeah, I was a hero when I helped save lives during COVID and was exposed every day. But now I'm a bad person and I have to lose my job and not be able to feed my family. So what exactly worked? Did the mandates work to fire people who didn't go with the grain? Did the vaccine mandates work to prove that being fascist will get things done and get the goal that you want? I really fear that the mandates pushed people to getting these fake vaccine cards. And then they didn't work. Vaccine mandates failed miserably because we have people faking that they got the vaccine. If somebody really doesn't want to get the vaccine and they really want to feed their family, they're going to find a way. And we're talking about a piece of cardboard paper that people, sadly, are finding criminals sell to. Some of them are making $150, $200 a pop. So, you know what, I'm probably going to cringe every time I hear people say, you see the mandates work, you see the mandates work. And people say, Dr. Dahlia, but look at the vaccinations with the kids. Those work. They work, yes, in terms of preventing polio. They work to prevent pneumonia. I think we have done amazing with our pediatric vaccination program. But when we're saying the vaccine mandates work for COVID, I'm not buying it because vaccinated individuals are still getting sick. Vaccinated individuals can still spread it. You know, people are saying it worked in terms of the goal of getting a bunch of people, getting, you know, as many people vaccinated as possible. That's not what I want the definition of work to be. I want the definition of work to be, how do we address the COVID pandemic? And getting people and forcing people to feel like they have to pull their kids out of school, quit their job, go and get a fake vaccine card, isn't necessarily a public health success. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The September jobs report is coming in under expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy adding only 149,000 jobs in September. Labor Secretary Matt Walsh offers his explanation for the low jobs number on Fox Business.
There's a lot going on in the economy. We're still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with the Delta variant.
This marks the second month in a row the jobs number created fell short of expectations, with economists predicting nearly 500,000 jobs being created in September. Gas prices are on the rise. That's according to AAA's national survey, which shows the average price for regular is up more than a half cent to $3.26 a gallon. Gas prices in the Democratic-run state of California are at $4.43 a gallon. USA Radio News. After saying in December 2020 that he would not be in favor of mask mandates, President Biden is changing his tune.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede,
I know the vaccination requirements are tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk saying at his annual shareholder meeting that Tesla is moving their headquarters from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Musk saying the move is in response to the rising cost of living in the Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of us who love football, we watch the Seahawks-Rams game. I put a little money on the Rams. I don't know. Usually Seahawks win home games, but I was like, you know what? I just had a feeling the Rams would win, and they did. Oh, what was the final score? Hold up. Hey, Siri, what was the final Rams score?
The Rams defeated the Seahawks by a score of 26-17 yesterday.
That's what I use Siri for. It's fantastic. Anyway, Russell Wilson, one of my favorite quarterbacks. I think he's awesome. I love Russell Wilson. I think he's fantastic. But sadly, he hurt his finger pretty bad. It was his right third finger. And errant lineman of the Rams, Aaron Donald, ran into him. And you saw a hyperextension injury. And for any of us who saw the injury, we knew something bad happened. Happened super quick. And what was interesting is he continued to play, but he was showing his coach and he was showing the sidelines that he couldn't straighten the finger. So immediately I'm like, it's a mallet deformity. So I posted that because I knew people were saying he broke his hand, you know, something happened, he dislocated. And so I wanted all the news outlets to kind of know it's a mallet deformity. And it's sadly, it's very, very common. We call it a mallet finger. and it involved his distal interphalangeal joint. And if you see the pictures, he can't fully extend his finger, and it's because the extensor tendon ruptured. It was torn. Now, sometimes it can accompany a fracture, sometimes it doesn't. I didn't think he fractured it, but then again, I mean, who am I? I'm just watching from my TV. It turns out the x-ray was negative. I don't think he did fracture it, according to his coach. But these mallet deformities aren't very easy. You know, we jam our fingers all the time playing basketball and sports and handball, whatever we do. But with something like this, it could take about 6 to 8 weeks to heal. So treatment for this is splinting. He's probably going to have to be in a splint for a pretty long, you know, for about 6 to 8 weeks. We do physical therapy. If the tendon is that bad, he needs surgery. If the tear is that bad. You know, people say, oh, he's going to be back. I think he's going to be out for a while. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But a mallet deformity is where you see a finger where it just kind of bends down and you have no control in trying to straighten it because you don't have a function of that tendon. And he's right-handed. That's his throwing arm. So it's a huge hit to the Seahawks. And so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while Denmark and Sweden and Ontario, Canada is holding off on giving young people Moderna, American trials are still going on. And the reason why is Moderna wants, you know, to look at its safety and efficacy in the pediatric population. And so 13,000 children across the country have now been enrolled in the trial for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Fox News wrote about a 9-year-old girl, Althea Madden, from Kentucky. And she said, my visits, they were very simple, like my dad said, a simple shot, a blood draw, she told WYMT. She said there was also a nose swab, and we did a couple of telemeds. Althea's father, Dr. Jared Madden, is an osteopathic specialist out of Manchester, and mother, Carrie, made the decision to vaccinate the youngest daughter through the trial in an effort to protect her, to help with the research effort, and to encourage others that the vaccine is safe. Now, remember, Moderna seems to affect males disproportionately to females, so they might have felt, you know, more safe, you know, or you know, because she's a girl. But Dr. Jared Madden said other families, quote, may not know virology, they may not know immunology, but they know Dr. Madden's kid had it. I don't have anything to gain, and if my daughter can do it, so can another child. So Moderna has been administering its coronavirus vaccine in children now aged 6 months to 12 years as part of a phase 2 to 3 study dubbed Kid Cove. The vaccine has already received emergency youth authorization, but it's only for adults 18 and older. So the company expects data on the shot's efficacy among kids aged 5 to 11 in late fall or early winter. In the meantime, Pfizer has already submitted their data for 5 to 11 to the FDA. So Althea was able to get vaccinated at a pediatric office in Lexington, according to WYMT. Dr. George Fuchs, principal investigator for a Moderna safety study at the University of Kentucky, called on the young trial participants inspiring. He said the kids really are heroes, and the parents are too. It's beyond words to describe how meaningful this is. So Althea received 2 injections over the summer, has undergone blood tests now to measure her antibody levels. Soon she will find out whether she received the vaccine or placebo. It doesn't hurt. I was completely fine after I got the shot, and there was nothing to be afraid of, she told WYMT. So, interestingly, I know some people are like, wait a second, she might not have gotten the shot. Well, in order to test efficacy, you need a control. So you need to do the experiment, and then you need to see what happens and compare it to what if the experiment wasn't done. Now, the problem is if you take a bunch of kids and give them a vaccine, and then group a bunch of kids that didn't get the vaccine and say, how you guys doing? They're like, fine. It's not as controlled, which is why they use the term control. They also don't want people to know if they got it or not, because then there could be a bias. If somebody thinks they got the Moderna vaccine, they could be like, you know what? I hurt my arm. My arm is red. I think I have chest pain. I think I have. And you're like, you got the placebo. Oh, okay. No, I'm fine. So they don't want mental bias to come into play. So you don't, you know, when you're in these trials, you have no idea if you got the real thing or not. And so I'm speaking to a woman who is in the Novavax vaccine trial, and she's guessing that she might have been in the control group because she doesn't have the antibodies yet. But there's no way to tell. Is that because the vaccine didn't work, or was she in the control group? The researchers will know, but not all the researchers know. When they do give the vaccine, many times we do a double-blinded study for any sort of medical study. We do double-blinded because we don't want the researchers to show any sort of bias. Let's say there's somebody there, and he sees one of the test subjects, and he thinks she's so pretty. He wants to make sure that she gets the vaccine, so he goes and no. They need to make sure there is absolutely no subjectivity to this. So all the shots look the same. The controls will look identical, and nobody knows who got what except the people running things. And that's kind of how they do it. So, you know, kids volunteering for this, or parents volunteering their kids, It is heroic, you know? I mean, you know, to test a vaccine, and to test a vaccine that is on hold in other countries due to side effects. Now, mind you, the child got the vaccine earlier in the summer, so it was before multiple countries started to say, guys, let's hold off on this. But, you know, my kids got Pfizer, so I never had to, you know, because, well, I mean, you could still get myocarditis with Pfizer, but it's more, you know, I think we see it more with the Moderna vaccine. But I have two boys, but what I did tell them to do is I told them to not work out for a few days. I think in Europe, there are some countries that tell you don't work out for a week after the vaccine, just in case there's that, you know, increased risk. I also think alcohol use could also exacerbate it. My kids don't drink. But it's something I tell people, don't drink alcohol after the vaccine. Originally, they told people to do that because they didn't want them to suppress their immune system. I agree with that. And it's just, I don't want to add any more insult to injury, because we really want to know, you know, there was, I guess, a couple cases of possible liver failure. We just don't want any other, again, you know, we don't want these other variables. So a 9-year-old getting the vaccine, it is going to take kids volunteering for this. Now, these phases don't happen in the study unless the people conducting them know that there's phase one safety. So the phase one trials looks to see if it's safe to begin with, and then they do it in a larger population like phase two, threes. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 60,000 migrants are still moving their way up. I'm not exactly sure when we believe they are going to come to our border, but already President Trump has said that many of them are going to be bringing HIV. So let's talk about this. We've spoken about migrants. We've spoken about health issues of Haitians, health issues of Afghanistan, refugees, and people coming from a whole variety of other countries. And, you know, it's a topic that does concern people. President Trump on Fox News on Thursday night said that he thought Haitian migrants coming to the U.S. will probably have AIDS. He's very... direct. And I mean, he's, you know, I can't tell you how many, but HIV is common, you know, in it. We authors have found, higher rates in certain Haitian migrant populations.
But former president said accepting the asylum seekers would be a quote-unquote death wish for the U.S. So we have 60,000, I think, migrants coming up now, coming towards us. They are going through the Darien Gap. It's a 66-mile stretch of rainforest between North and South America. It's dangerous terrain, and it's undeveloped because it is dangerous terrain, and sadly, it's a great risk for people who are crossing. Over 70,000 migrants have already traveled through the gap this year. Most of the migrants in recent months have been Haitians. Some have been living in Chile and Brazil since the 2010 Haitian earthquake. So President Trump told Sean Hannity, so we have hundreds of thousands of people flowing in from Haiti. He said Haiti has a tremendous AIDS problem. AIDS is a step beyond. AIDS is a real bad problem. He said many of these people will probably have AIDS, and they're coming into our country, and we don't do anything about it. We let everybody come in. Now, he said, Sean, it's like a death wish. It's a death wish for our country. So the health of evacuees and migrants is obviously a concern because we don't want anybody being hurt, you know. And DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas did admit that at least 20% of the migrants coming to the border have, quote-unquote, an illness. He didn't specify which illness, but he did cite during an immigration law and policy conference that not everybody coming is, quote-unquote, healthy in terms of, you know, not having communicable diseases. This could include COVID. This could include HIV. This could include tuberculosis. So the CDC talked about binational health. And binational health is where you have infectious disease. They know no borders. So people come and go between the U.S. and Mexico a lot to visit, work, live. The movement of people and products between the two countries creates a unique binational environment for preventing and controlling disease spread through food and water, from insects to animals, and between people. So in America, we don't really, fear tuberculosis to the degree that other countries do, but it's there. We have it. And if more people come with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis and they spread it, that could be serious. So the CDC, when it came to the Afghan evacuees, did alert clinicians to be prepared for measles, mumps, varicella, which is the chickenpox, shingles virus, tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A, as well as COVID-19. And we spoke about how many of the Afghan evacuees who had been relocated in some states like Virginia, I think Pennsylvania maybe, health officials said, you know, we have measles here. You know, some cases of measles. So at the time, I believe at the areas where Afghan refugees then were still being held, everybody had to get vaccinated with the MMR. Now, the CDC has not yet posted what medical risks are posed as it pertains to the Haitian migrants. So, as you know, many left after the 2010 earthquake. They relocated to Chile. So when we saw all of a sudden tons of Haitian migrants on the border in Texas, like, whoa, how did that happen? They didn't come from Haiti. They were already in Mexico or they were in Chile and had already started to come up when Biden took over. Biden reversed Trump's border policies. Many Haitians have made the journey through Latin America to the Mexico-Texas border. And even if the migrants were previously healthy, their living conditions at the border or the process of being among thousands of people could make them ill. So a study published last year in Scientific Reports was entitled Infectious and Non-Infectious Disease Burdens Among Haitian Immigrants in Chile. It was a cross-sectional study, and they evaluated what medical conditions plagued Haitians. And they said hypertension at a younger age, so many Haitians have higher blood pressure when they're younger, a disproportionately higher prevalence of HIV, as well as hepatitis B infection. Frequent markers of anxiety and depression were also found. So authors suggested that public policies for detecting and treating high blood pressure, HIV, hepatitis B screening, offering hepatitis B vaccination, organizing mental health programs for Haitian immigrants were urgently needed. Now, that was in Chile. So are we prepared here? Do we have mental health programs for Haitian immigrants? We don't have enough mental health programs for Americans right now. Or Afghan refugees. 124,000, we're being told, were taken in. And I think that's an underestimation. Now, a report entitled Health and Haitian Migrants to the Dominican Republic, authors found Haitian migrant populations living in the Dominican Republic to struggle with high rates of chronic and infectious conditions, including HIV/AIDS, undernutrition, waterborne disease, anxiety, and depression. So even another study looking at Haitian migrants in the Dominican Republic see that as well. So it's not just people that moved to Chile who acquired this. These were Haitians that went over the border to the Dominican Republic and still had it. So what that signifies is there are certain conditions that might be endemic to that population. So, you know, Trump is, you know, pretty direct. And so I can't say how many people, you know, could possibly have HIV or hepatitis B, et cetera. And luckily, we do have medicines for HIV. We do have great screening processes. We screen blood. You know, we do STD testing, and we screen all pregnant women for HIV. But, you know, thousands of people keep coming. And I find it very interesting when they interview people and they bring up President Biden. They bring up, you know, so you wonder if somebody is there organizing it. They go down and say, all right, guys, come up, come up, come up. You know, I mean, you know, obviously they're aware of who the president is, but it's almost like, and then, you know, some of them had T-shirts. So you almost wonder if people are going down there saying, all right, guys, now's the time before a Republican comes back into office. The thing is, are we putting other people's lives at risk? Are we putting our own lives at risk? You know, telling people to make the trek is pretty dangerous. And then, you know, do we have enough resources? Do we have enough mental health resources? Do we have enough multiple drug resistant tuberculosis medications? You know, it's one of those things where America is a great country, but it's a small country, too small to take on migrants from all over. Everybody wants to come to America. They do, especially since now they're talking free college, free child care, free this, free that. It's a faucet of money. Debt ceiling raise. We'll just keep spending. We'll print a $1 trillion coin, a platinum coin. You heard about that? They were talking about, well, we could print a $1 trillion coin to buy down the debt. Really? So, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. We need to organize this way better. 1-877-DOCTOR.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.